and gentlemen, and kings and queens from around the world in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Lenith and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914, and our website is theessenceofsuccess.com. .net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets an opportunity. You are always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. And time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. For more information or to schedule private readings, go to the website. Click on Psychic Readings. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. So spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday and Monday. You just might learn something new. If no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. And Miss Nina's back. Yay! So let me bring her on board. Good evening, Miss Nina, and welcome back.
Well, thank you, Lenith, and good evening, everyone. I hope you've had a nice 2 weeks. I know I sure have. My husband and I were only off for 10 days, but, boy, did we have a good time. We toured the area, went to some places that, well, Jim's never been before, but I have, and then one place where neither one of us have been, and we will never return to again. Isn't that sad? Anyway. I got my second tattoo, birthday present to me for my 65th birthday, which happens next month. But anyways, yeah, I got my second tattoo, and my grandson got part of it. So my other grandkids are each going to take a portion and or the same part of my tattoo and tattoo it on themselves as well. So it's basically a family tattoo with a lot of meaning.
Oh, that sounds so beautiful. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, it is beautiful. It's a beautiful tattoo. The artist did a wonderful job. Yes, it hurt. They always hurt, but I suffered through it. I did not take a break. I sat for the full hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it was, and didn't even have numbing or anything. But, yeah, my second tattoo is done. It's full of meaning and Reiki signs and all that kind of neat stuff. And I did a lot of walking. We had beautiful weather the full 10 days. The last day of our holidays. Second last day of our holidays, it rained. But other than that, no rain. It was absolutely gorgeous. In fact, I think it was a little bit, I didn't say this too loud, but it was a little bit too warm on a couple of days.
Oh, but I'm so glad you guys had wonderful weather.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. So, yeah, we had a wonderful, wonderful time. And, yeah, what else can I say? I love my husband dearly, and he's so patient to go to see all these beautiful places with me. So that's what I did on my holidays, and I have no birthdays or anniversaries coming up this week. Yeah, no celebrating for me this week. Oh, well, I ate too much cake the last couple of weeks.
Well, I did all my birthdays on yesterday's show, so I don't need to repeat them today. But, oh, your vacation just sounds so relaxing and enjoyable. That's when it's good, when you can really go and just, as the kids say, chillax, but, you know, relax and enjoy, for sure.
And that's exactly
That's
exactly what we did. Didn't spend that much money, but did what we wanted when we wanted, ate what we wanted when we wanted. And that's about it. You know, it was wonderful. No rushing around. We got to go here. We got to go there. We got to put on 300 miles today, that sort of thing. So it was nice. But, yeah, you go ahead. Have you got a prayer for us?
Yes, but I enjoy listening to you about your vacation. It just sounds wonderful. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power, and the universe. So be it, our will be done. Also, just to remind you guys, Saturday was the new moon and the solar eclipse. And next Sunday is the 19th. You know how special that day is? Because it's the last day of Mercury retrograde. But I also tell you now, you can feel the residual sometime 3 days or a week after. So just to let you know. But officially the 19th of August is the last day of Mercury retrograde. And on the 26th of following Sunday will be the full moon. And we're through with eclipses for the rest of the year. Yeah. That's about it.
Okay.
So we're ready to take a call here?
We sure are.
Okay. And do call in. It just, you guys are lucky. There's a few lines open. So 646-727-2914. And the chat room is also open. Nina's here. Okay. Area code 336. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yes. Calling for a relationship question.
Okay.
Yes.
And what's your name?
My name is Dee.
Okay, Dee, go ahead.
I recently met someone very special, and we are at a distance right now, but we plan on meeting real soon. And we talk every night, you know, and we talk in between, we text and all that. So, you know, feelings are very starting to come. And I just want to know, what do you pick up about this person?
Okay, what's his first name, Dee?
His name is Bruno.
Bruno?
Mm-hmm.
B-R-U-N-O?
Yes, Bruno. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I want. I want his last name.
Okay.
All right, let's see what's going on with Bruno. I got a little scary feeling went through my body. Okay, they're telling me he's nice. Something about him is limitless. I don't know if that means joy or... Okay. Extraordinary. There's something about him, the angels are saying he's extraordinary. Something he must be very proficient in and good, and he's better than most. So, you know, they're saying extraordinary. I'm not asking yet what does he do for a living, but they're just saying he's extraordinary. The relationship between them. They're telling me caution. For you. I'm asking why do you want Dee to be cautious? Now they're showing me rainbows. I need to write this down. I'm getting too much information. Caution. And I'm seeing rainbows. Is he more than what he says he is? Is he more than what he says that he is? In other words, he can make things look very pretty, like a rainbow, like it's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Extraordinary. He's good. He's a good communicator. And possibly, I don't really want to say playing games, but I'm getting he's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
Better than most. Okay. Miss Nina, what are you picking up on Bruno?
You're not going to believe this. My angels are dancing around and telling me, sexy man, sexy man. He's a very sexy man. And they're singing it.
Yeah, because I get extraordinary something. It's above most people, whatever that he does. But then I get rainbows.
Yeah, no,
you
they're
know, I got
me,
caution. Go ahead. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
They're telling me he's a very sexy man. Is that right?
Well, yes. He's
yeah.
sexy. And I'm sexy,
yeah.
too. So, you know.
Oh, well, yeah. Good.
So,
but
you
no,
know, we very have a lot in common in some things.
Yeah, no, they're telling me he's a very sexy man. There is caution to be used because he's keeping back something.
Mm-hmm.
Something about himself. Now, it's got nothing to do with you. It's got nothing to do with you, but there is something that he is keeping back about himself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what it is, like dollar signs. They're showing me dollar signs now. Maybe it's got to do with money. It's got to do with money.
Mm-hmm.
So he's keeping something back. Now, I don't know whether he's in debt or he has a lot of money. They're not showing me that.
Okay.
Lennis, what do you pick up now?
Just as you said that, I got poor existence, and that's what he's coming out of, and that's why I saw the rainbow.
Okay.
He's more than with who he is because he came from a very poor existence, and he refuses to go back. So the rainbows are showing me is that he's pulling himself up by the bootstraps to be better than
mm-hmm.
where he came from. You know, like if he came from Haiti, he's going to definitely mm-hmm. try and be two or three levels above that particular life or environment.
Mm-hmm.
The caution, you know, I got player. I would say be cautious as far as doing things together. I'd be real cautious about my money. If you guys go out together and enjoy, I would only take one credit card and a little cash.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't take my whole purse. For some reason, they're telling me to tell you don't take your purse out with him. But, you know, take enough that people know who, you know, driver's license,
right.
one card, and maybe 20 bucks.
Right.
But, yeah. And the way I'm picking it up or feeling it from my angels is that it's you're giving him a chance to prove himself. Instead of you being nice and like, oh, okay, you know, I got part of the bill. Don't worry about it. No, don't do nothing. Let him prove
mm-hmm.
himself to you. So
mm-hmm.
the things that he was telling you, find out how much of it is authentic and true and how much of it is just in his mind and his illusion,
mm-hmm.
you know. Okay.
Okay.
Kind of like
not
our president. Trump thinks he's all that, but he's not. This is how this guy is. But this guy is working his way up in life. That's the difference. He knows
yeah.
where he came from, and he's just trying to do better in his
mm-hmm.
life. He likes you. I'm not getting any disturbance in that area that, you know, he sincerely, that's
mm-hmm.
not bullshit, sincerely he cares about you, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ask me should you continue the relationship, I would say yes, and
mm-hmm.
with caution, as Nina and I both said, enjoy it, but just be cautious and don't be dropping your money.
I'm not that type of woman anyway, so he wouldn't worry about that.
Good, yeah,
I'm not
you.
Like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you. But other than that,
Thank you.
I'd say dating. What about you, Nina?
Yeah, I would say definitely continue with the relationship. It,
mm-hmm.
It's just get him to open up and be a little bit more honest
yeah.
about himself. Like
mm-hmm.
He's not lying to you,
mm-hmm.
but get him to be a little bit more honest about himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
And Dee, one of the reasons that he's not being honest is because he never wants people to look down on him.
Right.
And that goes back to family issues, just to let
mm-hmm.
you know a little codicil to that, yeah.
Right.
Go ahead, Nina, I'm sorry.
No, nothing, that's it. I think
okay.
he should continue with the relationship. I think it will eventually work out as long as you are patient enough to draw out the full truth from him about himself.
Right. Okay, sounds great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. We wish you the very best. You have a wonderful weekend, lady, and thanks for calling,
Dee.
Thank
you. Thank you so
much.
You're
welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Ms. Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We do have lines open. The chat room is open. The phone number is 646-727-2914. So lines are available, and if you call in now, since there's not that, you know, any lines there right now, we could probably spend a little extra time with you. So I'm telling you, call now. Get
Lennis?
Yes,
Lennis,
ma'am.
Heather is in the chat room with me, and she wants to move on from her current position. My angels are telling me what's stopping you. So what are you picking up?
Okay. And thank you, Heather, for joining us tonight. Most grateful. Okay, now. She wants to move on from the job she's at. Is that what you're saying, Nina?
Yeah.
Move on to another job.
Yeah.
She's got to finish something at this job first. There's something there she needs to finish up, a closure, and then she can move on. If she moves ahead of time before, it's going to be some problems. I would tell her don't move away from that job till after Mercury retrograde, till after the 19th, because before that I see chaos. If she waits till after that, then it's a smooth transition on to the next job.
Yeah.
So whatever at this job, Heather, finish it up. Whatever it is, you know, like, God bless you, I'm done, I'm out. Whatever that may be, or screw you, whatever. But close that door, and the next door is already starting to open. You just need to finish up. That's it. Yep. Would you get
okay,
Nina?
Yeah, I'm, like I said to her, what's stopping you? And you picked up what was stopping her, so that's good. So finish up what you need to, Heather, and definitely after retrograde, and you said it wouldn't be until after retrograde, so that's good. Go for it, my friend. Start applying for things now. Go through the interview process and accept the job after retrograde. So, yeah, you can definitely get those resumes out there, and I'm sure you will find something that you will be very pleased with.
Okay, and Heather, I have one more little note for you. The angel said, don't use a nail polish. You get what you pay for. If you put that nail polish on your toes, it's going to stain them. I don't know why, but they're just saying, don't use a nail polish. You get what you pay for. It's just going to stain your toes. So,
okay.
Just to let you know. She's probably laughing about that, but.
Hey, Heather, what's that about? Did you buy some nail polish recently?
To do her feet. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably caught it on sale cheaply. And maybe why the angels are saying, you get what you pay for. If you buy cheap, it's going to be cheap on your nails, too.
Yep. Been there, done that.
Heather, who is Box Top? I'm getting Box Top. I don't know what that means. She does. B-O-X-T-O-P. What is Box Top? She answering?
Yeah, she doesn't know what that means.
Okay. I don't either. They're not giving me explanation. They just said Box Top, B-O-X-T-O-P. So write it down. Tick, tick on the back burner. I'm sure it'll reveal itself later to you, whatever it is. Okay. Oh, by the way,
well,
I just remember. Go ahead, Nina.
I'm just saying, if we don't get any callers soon, we're going bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am, we are. Heather, I just got to ask you, have things gotten better for you since we've kind of, we're on the downhill now, that cluster you-know-what upstairs? I know she was going through some stuff, so just curious, how are you doing now?
Hang on, she's typing, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. In fact, all of us were going through something.
Oh, no.
Shift change.
It hasn't gotten better. Oh, no. It's been steady. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll be praying for you. That's for darn sure. We'll be praying
you're
for
in
you.
My prayers. Definitely in my prayers every night.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, area code 631. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus and Miss Nina. This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How you doing today?
Hi. Good. I always listen to the show. I decided, you know, because I don't like to take up too many people's time, but I just wanted to call and get some validation or not. About what I feel about this new job that I started today. I feel it would be really good for me, and that it's going to take me in the direction that I want to go as far as working for myself, and hopefully as little as 2 years. So I was wondering what you pick up about that with the company that I started today.
Okay, I got right away, after 60 days, you're going to make a move. Within the company.
Oh.
I also had a little bit of a headache. So, yeah, within the company.
Okay.
Is this your company?
It could be, no. No, it's not.
No,
I'm
that's what I'm saying.
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought that you said. You just started working for someone. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today.
Okay,
right?
Well, I got 60 days and it'll be a move, but as they were telling me the 60 days on the left side of my head, I got a light pain streak going down my head, but it was light. It didn't last but a second or two. So that just tells me, you know, just be a little bit of trouble waters, you know. So maybe that's why after 60 days you make a move. Now, I'm not telling you that you're going to have bad problems on your job, no. It might be one or two people that ain't your best friend. You know what I mean?
Right, you work with them,
but it's not somebody that you would hang out after work, that type of thing, you know. And I'm not telling you go in there and make friends because you keep your personal business to yourself. But anyway, it might be a couple of people. But 60 days, I see you making a move and money. So it's an upward momentum.
Oh, that's
so I don't know, just keep checking in 60 days, which is what? This is, let's see, September, October. Let's go for that because.
Because I always listen to you. I always listen to you about starting contracts and retrogrades. That's why I was a little bit, even though I applied for it before it hit retrograde, I accepted it after. So, you know, I was a little bit concerned about that, but I don't think it'll be it'll affect me too much.
No, because you did it prior to Mercury retrograde.
Right,
that's I tell people most stuff that I can say about anything that you do prior to, you're fine. Even if it comes to a closure during Mercury retrograde, you know, getting a job, having a baby, whatever that it is, that's okay. But don't start it within that period because it'll not work out. Yeah, so maybe that's why I'm seeing it. It might be a little bit of the Mercury retrograde residual with these two people. They ain't going to give you a bad time. It's just like, I'll never hang out with them type of thing, you know.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Like that everywhere, though, yeah.
Amen, wherever you go.
Yep,
you're going to do good in 60 days. You'll hear about it. It's going to be a promotion for you, a move, and more money. I think you can be with this company quite a while. I see a LTR, long-term relationship with this company.
I think so, too. I was thinking about going, and, you know, ultimately I want to be self-employed, but I like the culture and what they're about so much that if so long as I can move up, then I'll stay.
Yeah. Well, this is you.
Okay.
I see 5 years.
Okay.
That's
what
my guys are telling me right now, 5 years. So I'm thinking if you're there for 5 years, you must be able to be there for 10. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get your tenure in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get your tenure in.
Yeah.
So that's all good. Miss Nina, what are you picking up on this young lady?
I'm picking up all good as well, other than I did pick up on those two people the same as you did. Yeah, just don't tell them any secrets. That's all I have to say about
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they are the company gossips. So, yeah, just be a little bit
curious.
Gotcha. Yeah. But you'll do fine. You're going to do great at this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. That's what I feel.
This is you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well,
thank you. Yeah. And benefits. You're going to do good.
Yeah.
You're doing good. You're going in at a good time, too, because it's like this company, I feel like, is going to progress to be even bigger than what it is right now.
Actually,
so
it's a startup company right now. So they are.
Look, you're at the ground floor.
Yeah.
That's good. That's like Microsoft. Go from the ground floor and move up, and how do you know in 5 years you might be the director of a department? Hello?
You're right.
There you go, girlfriend.
Right.
Well, hey, that's what I say. When you do startups, if it does good, it can go on and on. And I see you 5 years later. So, this company is growing, and I saw it flourishing. So, you're on a good one. This is good for you.
Yeah, and it's right up my alley, helping people improve their life, like, health-wise, mentally. So, I'm working from home, so everything, it's just the perfect fit for me. So, I just got a good feeling about it. Yep.
Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome. And those two people, one is a guy and one is a girl, just to let you know. Okay.
All right. I'll make sure I keep on the lookout and.
You'll know.
Okay.
As time goes along. But like Nina said, don't tell them nothing personal.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Right.
And you'll do great.
Because that's me. I can't tend to share too much, so I'll definitely keep my eye out. Yep.
Okay. Well, congratulations to you, Nicole.
Thank you.
We're both happy for
you,
honey, and God bless you.
Thank you, Lenny. Thank you, Miss Nina. Thank you.
You're most welcome, honey. Have a wonderful week.
Good night. I will. Thank you. You too.
Okay. Night-night. All righty. Next caller, area code 631. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennox. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Who is this?
This is my name is Rita.
Hi, Rita. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How may we... Oh, you're most welcome. And how may we help you today?
Okay, I would like to know, and if I can meet anybody to have a, somebody will love me, and I had a bad marriage, so I'm looking for somebody better. Is there anybody out there?
Okay, so you're divorced, you're not married anymore?
No, he's deceased.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, let's see what's coming up for you, Rita.
Yes.
Rita, there's a friend of the family, and you know this guy. He has a little bit of a crush on you. I mean, he's always liked you, but he's never, ever disrespected you or your husband. But he's always like you, and he's curious to know if you're available now to date, if you're ready to date. He's bald on the top, he's got some hair on the side, and his beard has got gray in it, gray around his beard. And he probably stands about 5'11 to 6 feet. But you know that
he lives in another state, though he's far away.
No, I think he lives, he's in the state. He's in your community. He's in your community. So he lives, not far from you. Single man. And I think he's a widower as well, to be honest with you. That's what I'm picking up, that he's a widower as well. But he's always kind of liked you, in the back of his mind, but he's a friend.
Oh.
So do you, is there any man in your circle of friends that is a widower?
No, that's what I'm asking you. No.
Oh, well, this guy is. This
so
guy
you live
is,
around
so.
You live?
I'm sorry?
He lives right close where I live?
I don't know about close to you, but he lives in that community, you know, or that
okay.
city that you live in, yeah.
I
yeah,
live in Shirley, Long
closely.
Island.
Okay, well, you're on Long Island, but I don't think he could live on Long Island. He's just not close to you. He doesn't live that close to you. What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
Well, believe it or not, I got a name, and I don't get names. And they told me, the angels are telling me Frank is his name. You know
what's
the
name?
Frank.
Frank?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. I wish I would meet her soon, because I really, and then they had somebody else that was far away, which I was talking to him for almost a year, and all of a sudden he stopped talking to me. I don't know what happened to him.
Huh.
Huh.
Well, there
what's
is
his
somebody...
name? Go ahead, Nina, I'm
his
sorry.
His name is Harold.
Harold. I'm not...
Harold gave me a headache.
Yeah, I'm not even picking up anything on him.
He just
no.
gave me a headache when she mentioned his name. I think maybe that was a good thing for you, Rita.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was probably a good thing for you that you're not with him.
So, you think I'm going to meet this guy?
Yes.
So if you don't meet him, how are you guys going to get together?
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd like to know where he is, though. I will give him a call.
Do you know a Frank that Nina's mentioning? Do you know a friend named Frank?
No.
Or Francis? Maybe Francis, if not Frank. Something close
no.
to that name.
Huh. No.
Okay.
No, I don't know. No.
Okay. Well, Nina, do you get a time when this will happen, a timeline?
Well, I never go on a computer because I don't know how to use a computer.
Okay. Rita, I think you're going to meet him in the next 3 weeks.
In 3 weeks?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Does she need to be anywhere special or around? Or?
Well, if you can believe this, I'm picking up duck. Now, I don't know why I'm picking up ducks, whether you have to be near a pond where there's ducks, and that's where you're going to meet them, or you need to get your ducks in a row. I don't know, but I just, ducks is what I'm being told.
Hmm.
Is there a pond near you?
Yeah, it's a pond. I am by the beach.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Ducks
you
go to water.
Yeah.
Yes. I live by the beach.
Okay. You have to go out for a walk. And you'll meet
yeah.
him on the walk. You'll meet him
oh,
on
yeah?
the walk. Yeah.
Oh, I hope I soon.
Yeah, you will. You got to
yeah.
get out
oh,
there and walk the beach.
I will just talk to my friend and this, you know, whatever I went through with my husband, I don't want to go through again because I'm afraid. Sometimes I'm afraid because my husband did a lot to me and I can't forgive him. I know he's passed on. I just cannot forgive him, what he done. And I was just saying to my friends, I hope I can meet somebody I could give a love which I want a love where I can never had before. Like somebody loving me really good, like my husband never did. And I went through a lot with him. And when I don't wish nobody to pass, you know, to pass, but the way he did it to me, I think it was a relief when he died. I felt bad a little bit, but then I didn't feel bad no more because I think all of the bad things he did it. And so I say to my friends, I wish I could find somebody, but I hope he loves me the way I want it, not the way I went through. I'm scared a little bit. So I'm just stopping praying if everything goes fine, if I ever meet with somebody.
Everything will be fine, Rita. Nobody will ever do that to you again.
Because my husband was very, I don't know how to explain. I don't know if you guys seeing it or not, but he was really, really bad to me.
Well, Rita, just know that you will be safe, and this will never happen to you again, okay?
Okay, so for sure I'm going to meet this guy?
Well, Rita, if you are out there, nothing is for sure because you can change things. What we are telling you now will only happen if you go on the same path you're on now. But you know what? If you want to meet this guy, you'll meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lennis, what are you getting, hon?
Same thing.
Okay, then. Thank you so much. Thank you for talking to me.
Yeah, no problem, Rita. And please phone us back and let us know, okay?
I will.
Okay,
thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Many
blessings. You too.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Miss Nina and Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. All lines are open right now, 646-727-2914. Y'all better call in or I'll go into that Nina 5-minute countdown. Come on now. Call in. We got one more week to go before we get out of Mercury retrograde, so find out what's coming up this week or coming up in your life. Yep.
Yeah, and to anybody listening, after listening to Rita, please do not accept brutality of any kind from anyone, whether it be physical or mental. You do not need to do that. There are options for you, and if you don't know what they are, you can contact Lennis or I either through the radio show, through the chat room, or through our website, and we will help you get to the agencies you need to get to. Please don't accept any kind of brutality in your life.
No.
Hey, Lennis, are you okay?
Yeah. No, I'm just listening to you.
Okay.
You know, I'm in agreement. My mouth is closed. I'm in 189.9 agreement with you, so no. Totally.
So, like I said, if any of you need any help finding the right agencies, whether they be in Canada or the United States, Lennis and I will point you in the right direction if you don't know the agencies to go to. All right, Lennis.
Yes, ma'am, we sure will. Yes, ma'am, sure will. Okay, thank you for that, Nina. Next caller is area code 404. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Amber.
Hi, Amber. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Hey, how are you ladies?
We're
terrific.
Good. I guess I have some questions about, I've been having a lot of, downloads and dreams. And I'm just curious if I have maybe met a guide, a spirit guide in my dream.
Oh, yeah. He's there.
I'm sorry for laughing, but I feel like this guy wants to slap you silly, trying to make you see common sense.
That is hilarious.
I'm sorry to laugh, but it's just funny to me. It's like he's trying to get you to listen to common sense, you know, like common sense logic and reasoning, okay, and you're not listening. So I see him like, bip, 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 bip. Are you listening, girl?
Mm.
You
know?
Am I wrong or right?
Ah, yeah, you're right. And that's definitely a he. That's funny, yeah. Maybe I do already know, but I'm just kind of curious, what is he trying to relay? I'm definitely trying to, like, start a business right now, but I don't know if it could be something else. I don't know.
He's there.
Yeah,
go ahead, Nina.
Know.
I'm sorry.
You do know what he's trying to tell you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be asking us. You just don't want to. You don't want to accept what he's telling you right now. Listen. All you have to do right now is, and I mean it right now, after you get off the phone, just sit back and listen to what's popping up in your head. And that will be him telling you what you need to know.
Yeah, because
okay?
I keep getting, do it the right way. I don't know. I keep getting that over and over and over. Do it the right way. Do it the right way. So if you're doing anything sneaky or underhanded, Amber, it's not going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they keep repeating that one line, do it the right way, do it the right way. So I know we live in a fast food society.
No, Lannis, I don't think it's anything underhanded. I think it's you're trying to shorten the steps you have to take. Don't do that.
Ah, okay. Okay. In other words, go through the process 1 through 10 instead of 1 through 5 and, hey, our doors are open for business.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
Okay. That's basically what he's trying to tell you right now, and you're not really listening. That's why he's interrupting your dreams, because you are not listening to what he's saying. And it's definitely a he, by the way.
I definitely
know.
He's
in your corner.
It's funny. He asked me if I was going to ask him what his name was, because I guess I was getting ready to drive off, and he said, are you not going to ask my name? He asked me mine. He's like, you're not going to ask my name? And I was like, and I guess I was thrown off a little bit, and I said yes, and he told me Patrick. Which I was like, okay. And then pretty much my dream was over after that.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I don't know if he's trying to talk to me. I don't know if he's trying to tell me business-wise or relationship-wise or maybe both or just me personally.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Your spirit guide is with you always, and they will try and help you with everything. It's not just one thing. Your spirit guides are there to help you with everything to do with your life. So it's business, it's relationship, it's everything. Okay?
Gotcha.
So just sit back and listen. I have both the spirit guide and an animal guide.
That's funny you say it. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to cut you off.
No, that's no problem. And both work for me, but I've known about them for probably, I'd say more than 90% of my life. So now you have this guy. Please listen, and he'll help you.
Got you. I also had a dream about I was standing on the dock or like a pier, and it was a lady standing beside me. I never saw her face, but I could hear her voice talking. And there was a young girl standing beside me. But there were two sperm whales that came up and approached us, and they were just kind of like waiting in the water. And I guess the lady told the little girl it was time. You have to learn, or it was time, and pretty much she transformed into an orca whale and drove and like swam off with the other two, and I was so. It was such a good feeling. It felt like calm and serene, but I was just so kind of clueless a little bit. So it was like, what is this dream trying to tell me? I've been having like the most vivid random dreams, but what is it trying to tell me?
Well, I think you have your answer, don't you? The whale is your animal guide.
Okay. It's time. Okay. I got it.
Okay.
I'm questioning myself and I already know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So they're there with her to help her along the way. That's beautiful.
They are. Yeah, they are.
Two powerful animals, too. Whoa, whoa. Yeah. I just learned something. Interesting. Amber, is this helping you to understand your spirituality or what you're doing?
It definitely is. Like, I feel like I'm coming into myself, but I'm also, at the same time, I'm definitely still learning and trying to, I guess maybe, I feel like I have certain abilities. I just want to strengthen these abilities. And
all you have to do is use them and trust them. Whatever you think first, whatever comes into your head first, is what you should be doing. Do not second guess yourself. That's the problem with a lot of, I'm going to say, people, psychics, whatever. They second guess themselves sometimes. If you go with your first instinct, it will always be the right one.
Got you.
That should help you a lot.
That definitely will help.
Yep.
Definitely does help.
Thank you very much. You're on the right path, Amber. Just keep it up.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for calling, Amber, and have a wonderful week, and God bless you.
All right, you too. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Miss Nina.
Yeah.
You want to wait 5 more minutes, or you want to close
Hell
it
no.
out?
Hell no. Let's close it out.
Okay. Well, we want to thank everybody from around the world in the chat room and on the phone for joining us today for Monday Night Psychic Readings, and we're so thankful Nina is back with us on Monday night, and we have Heather also that was in the chat room. It's also a treat when any of our guest psychics come in and help us out. It's always a treat. Also, I want to make an announcement. The month of September, I'm going out on a sabbatical, so I'm not going to be here for September. Nina will do all Monday night shows. That's the only show that will be on for the month of September is Monday night show from 6 to 7. So please stay tuned in, and we will continue this announcement throughout the month to the end of August. But I will be gone for the month of September on a sabbatical. And Miss Nina, I'll let you close it out, young lady. So glad you're back.
All right. Thank you. I'm glad to be back. Well, I want to thank everybody for your calls tonight. They were rather enlightening, all of them. They taught me a little bit more, and I hope you have learned a little bit more about yourself and your spirituality throughout this show. Thank you, Heather, for being in the chat room with me, and to all of you listening, thank you very much for listening, and have a great week. And if no one's told you they loved you, Lennis and I do. Good night, everyone.
Yay. Good night.